Finding the right healthcare partner for your business isn't easy, but Hancock Wellbeing at Work can help. We're a different kind of program that combines employer clinics with a wellness strategy. And in a lot of cases, we can deliver greater health benefits at a lower cost. See why well-being for your employees is well-being for your business at HancockWellbeingAtWork.org.
Yesterday, law enforcement officers killed in North Carolina. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. Three of them being with the U.S. Marshal Service. One with the Charlotte-Mecklenburg police. And another was injured. This was during an investigation from the U.S. Marshals Task Force in East Charlotte. Now, there's still information that will come out, what was actually happening, what we know about the serving of this warrant, which is a lot of what this task force does. They approached a home and a 39-year-old shooting, hitting several officers. There were also other officers who were injured as this person was firing on police. We forget it's the job, right? We forget the difficulties of the job. I am going to relate this to a commentary from Doug Carter, who's the superintendent of the Indiana State Police. His interview with me yesterday and Tony Katz today got picked up by those in Indianapolis media and is now growing. My gosh, they had snipers at Indiana University. You have to hear Doug Carter discuss it. Because that guy is outrageously honest. You can agree, disagree, you can do all the things. And to Tony Cook's credit over the Indy Star, while they used the cheap headline, which might not have been him, right? It's very often when you write a piece, you aren't necessarily writing the headline. These things are done by editors and others in a lot of ways, in a lot of places. I don't, for example, write the headlines for me at WIBC. I don't do that. I do this part, and then other people engage in the writing, and somebody else might do the headlines or punch it up, etc. Just using it as an example. Not throwing anybody under the bus. I have no issues. If I did, I'd say so, but I'd probably say so privately. He did at least, Tony Cook, give the information and what the superintendent said. But what is everybody running with? Snipers on IU. Well, no, it's a damned if you do, damned if you don't. It is the seriousness of the job. Not that the job shouldn't be looked at, not that the job shouldn't be questioned from time to time, not that the job couldn't be done better. I'm talking about that, about policing overall. I'm also talking about that, about the person who serves me the fries overall. I'm talking about that in a multiplicity of jobs, and yes, probably yours. You review it. Could have been done better. The only people who think they do it perfectly every single time are those who attend IU and Columbia and NYU. Everybody who's part of these bigoted, nonsense, America-hating protests, which are violent, by the way. Oh, I know you're going to, some people are going to get angry, not you, some people are going to get angry on social media. Of course, that's where you're going to get angry. That's what you do. If you're preventing somebody from walking, if you're screaming from the river to the sea, everything about those moments is meant to intimidate. We allow that on a college campus? Wait till they start doing it to black students. Nah, this is a conversation about force. I will get to that. The story here in Charlotte, we'll get more on that as the days go on. An absolutely horrible story. But I wanted you to hear my conversation with Doug Carter, and that is coming up next. Tony Katz. That is me, by the way. 93 WIBC, good morning.
Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
I spoke with Doug Carter, the superintendent of the Indiana State Police, yesterday. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. Great to be with you. About Indiana University, you had 33 arrests over the weekend. You have encampments. You have these pro-Hamas protests going on. They're not pro-Palestinian. I will not debate that. I'm saying it as it is and as you know as it is. No such thing as anything that's pro-Palestinian. It is pro-Hamas. It is about the destruction of Israel and destruction of Western culture. We have proven this, and we still can. The acts of violence going on campuses all across America, which are now going to come out of the campuses. It's time to see the world the way it is. And the conversation that I spoke, that I had with Doug Carter started with a question of, who calls if the people at Indiana University need help? Who makes the phone call? I think that's a good place to start. Did the university call you directly, or was it an outreach to the governor that then landed, of course, on your desk?
Hey, Tony, first of all, thanks for having me. It was a direct call from the university to me. And there's been a tremendous amount of coordination and communication with the university, along with other people. But even because of that, there's a lot of false information out there that's really seems to be driving the narrative right now.
Let's talk about what that is. First, you know, in the case of IU, they used to allow people to camp out on what's known the Dunn Meadow there. D-U-N-N is what it's called, Dunn Meadow. And then they changed the rules to not allow it. It used to be allowed, but there was no overnight encampment taking place. Was that change of policy based on a conversation with you or with your team, or was that IU on its own that you know it?
No, that discussion occurred at the university level. That there's always been a rule that would prohibit them from overnight camping there. So, I mean, that's certainly one of the issues, but that's not one that's associated with the ISP protecting people, no matter what their message is.
So you get called in. And it's, hey, we need to move this encampment, and this isn't allowed. You will see people on the left, and you've seen some people on the right saying it is wrong, and how dare you arrest people just because they're anti-Semites, because of what it is they're saying. Has there been any charge from your team about anti-Semitism, or has it been about another specific policy?
No, the message down there is the annihilation of all Jews. It's very, very clear. And we realized that very, very early on. And I think the vast majority of people, Tony, would agree that free and protected speech is very different than hate speech. What I observed on my own was hate speech. And our job is to protect all people. We'll protect people that we don't agree with. But we will not sit idly by when those kinds of things are occurring. And I think there's a lot more to this than what people are understanding.
Talking to Doug Carter, he's the superintendent of the Indiana State Police. I want to kind of get an idea of how you describe hate speech as somebody who is not a believer. There's a difference between the idea of someone being a bigot, a la Louis Farrakhan, versus someone saying death to all Jews. Are you saying that latter is what was happening on the campus of IU in Bloomington, Indiana?
Yes, it absolutely was, and in large part, at least from my perspective, being driven by faculty that were there, the tenured faculty members that were there. And I had personal conversation with several of them, and doing everything I could do to please, please, please understand where we're coming from, why this is important. This encampment cannot be allowed to stay. To please work with us, and we will protect your position as you believe you're protecting the Palestinian people. But what's happening now cannot continue. We will plunge these campuses into complete chaos. And it's happening in other universities around the country, as literally as we speak today. And it's the minority of people, and I appreciate their voice, but I don't appreciate the rhetoric and the intent to kill all Jewish people.
The rhetoric part that you're speaking of, and you mentioned that it's being supported by professors at IU. Now, when I discuss that, I mean, I know that it's true and it's clear, and we see photographic evidence and we see video evidence. You're the superintendent of the Indiana State Police saying it. I know you a little bit, sir. And we've had many a conversation. Are you crossing the line from the job description into the political? Or is this you having a discussion of what it is other people are instigating and how that's a problem for your team?
No, I should never cross that line, Tony, and I won't. As I said, we'll defend people's speech that we might not agree with. It's not whether or not we agree with it. That's got nothing to do with it. But our job is to maintain some type of a civilized existence in a civilized society, whether we agree or disagree. But we have a responsibility to all people, to all the people on campus, to all of the vote, to all of the voices. And it was important for me to be there directly. Some of the faculty that I had engaged with were very, very pleasant. They were very polite. Some of them were absolutely not. And all I wanted to do was to ask them to please slow this down. Let's figure out a way where we can coexist here. And I think that there's a way, but they wanted no part of that. There was no part of that.
But in your view, there were professors and administrators at Indiana University who were helping to gin up the students or coordinate these protests and certainly push what you consider to be the rhetoric about killing Jews, like myself, that is unacceptable.
Yes, that's correct. And I believe that they could have slowed this down had they chosen to, based on the number of people that were there. There were a lot of people on the peripheral side of this, Tony, that were very supportive, but they wouldn't approach us to talk about it because they were afraid. That in itself sends a very strong message about the civility and incivility of what we were actually witnessing.
Now, the conversation continued, and you can find it all at WIBC.com. About were there or were there not snipers in positions at IU, to which Superintendent Doug Carter is very clear. These were overwatch positions, his words, overwatch positions. But he is very aware of how it could have looked to others. He gives a full description and a full conversation of here's what we learned, here's what we could have done better. Now, there's a question as to whether or not they did anything wrong at all. What better had to be done? This is a conversation of damned if you do and damned if you don't. If they didn't have all the people in all the places and more violence had broken out, and if problems had occurred because the unhinged got more unhinged, he would be told that he didn't have enough people in place and the right people in place in the right places to keep students safe. But, oh my gosh, there's a sniper. You mean like when I go to a concert at Cambridge or lots of other places? That full podcast is available at WIBC.com. Head to the podcast center and you can get it. Now, we still break up the morning show and the midday show as separate podcasts. I think that's going to come to an end, Producer Carl. That's been a conversation. Everything, whoop, one place. One-stop shopping for TK. You get your morning show, you get your nationally syndicated midday show, and you can get a bowl of soup. All one spot. Oh, I should be selling soup. Soup sounds good. Yeah, I think we have some soup. Well, it's morning, so we call it cereal. That's all it is. Cereal is nothing more than morning soup. It's all there at WIBC.com. Check out the interview. My thanks to Doug Carter, superintendent of the Indiana State Police.
Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
Peace.
Whenever I'm out a-wandering, chasing a rainbow dream, I often stop and think about a place I've never seen.
Today on the Marketplace, a rare Coach Bob Knight figure. Well, there's a reason, and it's missing a hand. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning. During the breaks, as we're getting ready to come back from commercial, other things, I'm often trying to just clear my head. And I clear my head by going to Facebook Marketplace and looking at the weirdo stuff or the interesting stuff. Today, we have a very rare Bob Knight doll, Matt Bear. This is special.
Oh,
according to the description, it is either made of porcelain or clay or something.
Kind of mystery material. Yep, Bob Knight.
It was made by Treasure Me Dolls, which is now out of business. This person has the original signed certificate and receipts with an article about the dolls, and it comes with an extra pair of pants and sleeve.
Oh, you could dress it like a Barbie.
Right? So it's Bob Knight and the gray hair and the red sweater and the blue pants and sneakers. And it's like if Chucky had a friend who wasn't too into Chucky, but every now and then had a beer with him. That's this doll.
This would make a great Mother's Day gift.
Oh, no. The doll is missing its right hand.
Oh, come on. That's not the truth.
I put the picture up on X. It is there along with the link over to Facebook. It is missing its right hand. And it has the certificate of authenticity. It has the article. It has the original receipt. It has an extra pair of pants.
Why does it need a certificate of authenticity?
Because people fake the Bob Knight dolls all the time.
Oh, okay. Oh, there it is. Yeah.
On the pants.
Oh, good Lord.
On the extra pair of pants on the back side, it literally reads, on the pants, stenciled onto the pants, bury this side, this end up. The famous Bob Knight quote. March 12th, 1994 is the date. Oh, only $600 are best offer.
No, that's good. That seems reasonable to me.
Nothing says support your IU basketball fan like a very rare Bob Knight doll missing a right hand.
$600, but that's after they knocked off a couple of bucks because it's missing a hand. So
I think that's what makes it more expensive.
Oh, because that makes it an antique. Yeah.
No, actually, more true to life. People don't know this. Bob Knight did not have a right hand.
I remember seeing him with a hook one time.
That didn't happen.
Okay.
You don't make fun of Bob Knight.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah, go apologize. Right. How dare you?
I am sorry to everybody, all Hoosier right. fans. Excuse me.
The doll is there. The doll is there. And, of course, it's out of Carmel. Because only in Carmel is this worth $600.
Yeah, they can pay it.
I am so going to make an offer on this. For the new studio? Like in the background? How is that not the thing to do?
If you are buying this doll, you are doing way too well right now.
Well.
Way too good.
Yeah. Or I've just thrown caution to the wind.
You just don't care anymore.
Right. It's all going to burn. Might as well have a Bob Knight doll missing a hand.
Buy it, then take it to every appearance you go to.
Absolutely.
There, you know,
just sit. Nothing says I've hit the big time. I think it's like an 18-inch doll. Bob Knight doll with a missing hand. It's there. It is on the Facebook Marketplace. If you would like to buy this for the IU basketball lover in your life, it is there. On the Marketplace, sponsorships now available. Seriously, somebody has like a shipping packing store that, like, look what we're talking. It's a perfect mix. What are we even waiting for? Call now. Operators are standing by. Matt Bear, stand by. Someone might call.
Yeah, Carl, what are we doing?
Right. You guys are on it. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning.
She packed my bags last night, pre-flight. 0 hour, 9 a.m.
So there's this OnlyFans creator who is claiming that the Biden administration offered her cash to engage some positive talk about Ketanji Brown Jackson, the Supreme Court Justice, when she was the nominee. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. It took place on a podcast where this woman, Farah Khalidi, I think that's how I pronounce her last name, was asked to boast about Ketanji Brown Jackson to her fans, tens of thousands on social media via OnlyFans and TikTok, after Brown Jackson was nominated. And her quote is, "I was doing full-on political propaganda." To the extent that there's nothing new about this, I think that's accurate. I don't think there's anything new about administrations reaching out in places to try and get positive press, reach out to people where they are. To reach out on OnlyFans, well...
Yes.
That's something. I bring it up not because the level of surprise does not exist. This is one of those double standard kind of stories where if the Trump administration had done... You're already there. I didn't have to tell you? Okay. And that's just it. But I think there can be a question, if we take a step back, exactly how desperate is the Biden administration that they needed a woman getting naked to tell her fans, hey, Ketanji Brown Jackson is really great? The follow-up would be, why did they feel that way? And why did they feel that this was the avenue? And who suggested it? And did anybody say, hey, what does she do? Oh, she's on TikTok. Did anybody take a look at what she does on TikTok? Did anybody ask what else she does? What level of vetting goes into this is where we're going to put pressure or ask and maybe put dollars? Because very often these things involve dollars in payment. Isn't there a whole thing? He's a 21-year-old, a 22-year-old Harry something, or a Sisson. And he is this outraged leftist. You know, he's a white man, so he's chock full of privilege. That's how we talk, right? That's how we do. And he's always screaming about how great Biden is, how terrible Trump is. And then there was a story out last week about follow the money. Well, why is there a surprise? There's always a follow the money. The only guy who doesn't have a follow the money is me, and I'm trying to figure out how to get it done. All I want is for someone to be able to follow the money. Look at that. Look at what Katz is doing. Except if it was me, I'd tell you. I'd say it out loud. I think it's interesting that I don't think it's a lie. It would be a weird thing to make up. But I would ask, why did they feel the need through any medium to try and convince America that Ketanji Brown Jackson was worthwhile? There was a question as to whether or not she could get more than 50 votes in the Senate for her confirmation. The fact that on the court, she has proven that there's really a lack of research and mindfulness happening. Well, that goes without saying. Her actions on the court prove that. But I don't think there was a question about whether or not she was going to get confirmed. I don't recall.
Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
We'll be right back. So I was minding my own business, as I'm often doing, and I was reading through the instruction manual on my new humidor, which you're like, Tony, you don't need an instruction manual. But it's a refrigerated humidor that holds 1,700 cigars. And so, all right, I'll give it a read. And as I'm reading it, I get an email. I get emails. And the email is a reminder of why I love you. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning. Great to be with you. The email was to a screenshot of something called Business Bus Line Mag. Sorry, Bus Line Mag. I'm like, there's a magazine for bus lines? Bus Line Mag. It's right there, clear as day. It's all about buses and bus information and all sorts of things. Like, huh, there's something for everybody. But the headline, Indigo reveals first look at a Purple Line bus produced by Ride. Ride? Wait, whoa. As we all know, the rapid bus transit is not a value. And absolutely no one, compared to what we were told, is utilizing the red line. It looks like the red line, 'cause it's a really long line. It looks like the red line, waiting on the red line. So I put down my instruction booklet on my new humidor. I said, wait a second, what in the world is RIDE? R-I-D-E. Of course, they're doing the Purple Line and the Blue Line, and they don't care what happens to Washington Street, and, oh, we need these buses because we're going to put an end to car accidents. These cars are terrible. These people don't want you to be able to drive. Remember, this is ideological. This is not rational. The bus is a 20th century solution to a 21st century conversation. Buses are not the answer. Stopping cars are not the answer. It's not an answer if people want actual mobility. And these people who support things like Vision Zero, these people who support traffic calming measures, these people who threaten businesses if you oppose the Blue Line, they don't want you to be able to engage in your own levels of mobility. These are the same people who look at those on college campuses stopping Jews from walking down the street and say, good on them. So you can imagine how they feel about you and your car. Lord forbid it's not electric. But the story is that once you read the first paragraph, and sure enough, there's a story right there. It was April 29th. This April is bringing more than just showers for May flowers in Indianapolis, Indiana. That's the actual start. So you know these people, Pulitzer, right? The month is also a time for the introduction of Indigo's newest electric battery buses. Now, we had asked this question. The electric buses didn't work. The electric buses from BYD, Build Your Dreams, a Chinese company, they didn't work. They didn't hold a charge. They never worked. They didn't work in Albuquerque, New Mexico. They don't work in Indianapolis. And here we are, the United States, U.S. tax dollars, which are building our bus lines, which is improper, are supporting a communist Chinese company. This is nutty. We shouldn't do this. Never mind the issues with bus lanes. We shouldn't do this. The buses didn't work. We saw that. But I guess they're going back to electric buses because we asked the question, are they going to be electric or are they going to be diesel? They're going to be electric. This month is also a time for the introduction of Indigo's newest electric battery buses produced by Ride, formerly BYD USA, for the area's upcoming Purple Line bus rapid transit route. Formerly BYD, Build Your Dreams, a communist Chinese company. Indianapolis is still buying the same failed buses. Thank you for sending this to me. Indianapolis, you voted for this. Indigo, you're buying the same failed buses? do any of you have any shame or any decency? You could at least say we're going to use better buses, different buses, buses made in the U.S. Hell, buses made in Canada. You know, it's like a bus made in the U.S., but everybody's in blackface. That was a good Trudeau joke. Producer Carl, can I get a rating on that?
A 9.
That's a 9. But Carl's an easy mark, so we'll give it a 7.5 and go with it. He grades on a curve. What the hell is this? Explain yourself, Indigo. Why are you supporting the communist Chinese? Why? Why? And why are you supporting buses that didn't work the first time? Can we discuss that you don't care if people get from point A to point B? You don't give a damn. This is ideological. This is about cars on the road. The same buses. Damn. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning.
Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
Protesters getting arrested and hauled off at University of Texas Austin and a host of other places. They think they're in charge. They think they don't have to listen. And they've now taken over halls in at Columbia and other places. They're engaged in graffiti. They're engaged in vandalism. And they think that they are decent. They take over entire buildings and then claim that America is a colonialist. Right? The Americans, white people and colonial settlers, yet they take over whole buildings and they don't see the irony. And then the rest of us sip our bourbon and go, except it's coming to us. And that's why we need campuses to stand up strong and clear these people out. And as I have stated, fire the professors. This is a conversation about force. I will get into that at 7:45. Do not miss it. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. Great to be with you. The FCC is fining wireless carriers. This is not a little bit of money. Now, maybe for these carriers it is. The FCC is going to fine Verizon $46.9 million, and AT&T was fined $57.3 million, while T-Mobile got a fine of $80.1 million, and Sprint got fined $12.2 million. And you're like, whoa, Sprint? And they merged with T-Mobile in 2020. But, you know, what they did, I guess, before that was just bad. This is about sharing customer location data without consent. The total fines are approximately $200 million. I would applaud it, except it's not enough. $200 billion. Sharing data of your user without their consent is a fine of $200 billion. You, as a business owner utilizing the data, it's your data. It's part of the deal, one could argue. Selling that data, sharing that data. Nope. $200 billion. $200 million is nowhere near enough. That said, I'm being offered a deal to switch to AT&T from Verizon for wireless service. So if you have an opinion, let me know on X. Hey, I didn't say you still didn't need the service. You still need the service, so I might take the deal. It is much less expensive. I just don't know if they cover well. So I'm asking you. Then there's a whole thing about doing helium. We'll see. Helium is it's crypto, but it's not. This is a weird one to explain. And full disclosure, I own helium, not the company, but I own. It's not stock. It's crypto. I own crypto in helium, but neither here nor there. That's a whole nother way to go. Whole nother way to go. But if you know about AT&T, and is the service good or not, if you would let me know, that would be fantastic. The popcorn moment. Let's do the thing. It's the story you need to hear to believe, and then grab your popcorn because there is more. Oh, Nancy Pelosi is on fire. You understand that Nancy Pelosi comes from the Harry Reid school. The Democrat Party is always informing you that they have zero F's to give. They don't care. They care about winning, and they will win at any cost, and they will break any rule. It doesn't matter. And they're unapologetic about it. They're unapologetic about it to the moment of just coming at you with venom. Let me give you the 1-2 punch. Nancy Pelosi, the former Speaker of the House, on MSNBC discussing abortion, and that you have to codify it, you have to put it into law, and get rid of the filibuster to do it.
Very clearly, we can enshrine into the law Roe v. Wade. And that makes a big difference.
That would take 2/3 in the Senate. You think the Democrats can get 2/3 in the Senate?
No, it doesn't get 2/3. No, it doesn't. I mean, 60 votes is the Senate now. But if we win 50 plus one in the Senate, 50 plus the vice president, we can overturn the 60 vote rule.
The filibuster.
The filibuster and pass it with a 51 vote margin. And that's what we need to do.
No rules matter. They want what they want. They're going after what they're going after. They demand success. There's something to learn from that. You should learn from that. They're not playing the same game you're playing. They think you should follow the rules while they do anything they want. It is very clear that we should learn from this. In order to explain that, let me go back to Nancy Pelosi. And you say to me, Tony, once isn't enough? Oh, no. Check out this conversation. Again, she's on MSNBC. She's talking to Katie Turr. And Nancy Pelosi is discussing Trump and job losses. Katie Turr engages a rational response, and Nancy Pelosi loses her mind.
I mean, really, I have sympathy and respect for everybody who votes. I'm just glad people vote. I know some of them will always reject those of us who may look different to them in leadership or the rest, and that's that. But there are those who have real legitimate concerns about immigration, globalization, innovation, and what does that mean for their job and their family's future? And we have to address those concerns. And Joe Biden is doing that. Created 9 million jobs in his term in office. Donald Trump has the worst record of job loss of any president. So we just have to make sure people know.
That was a global pandemic.
He had the worst record of any president. We've had other concerns in our country. If you want to be an apologist for Donald Trump, that may be your role, but it ain't mine. And
I don't
he has
think
the worst.
That anybody can accuse me of that.
And we no, but let me just say, as a Speaker of the House, we put forth a $3 trillion bill, $3 trillion of investment in communities and the rest, and that is stimulates the economy.
I just want to ask one more question.
No, it doesn't stimulate the economy. Keynesian economics doesn't work. But look how angry. You should see her eyes. I'll have the video up at TonyKatz.com. How dare you question me? I just told you it's the worst job losses. You're just an apologist, really. How dare you go against the narrative? How dare you bring facts into this? Do you see how that works? She's very good at this. Just nonstop. It doesn't matter what is truth. It doesn't matter what is rational conversation. What matters is narrative and victory. Truth and decency be damned. As a matter of fact, light it on fire and watch it burn. You got to learn how to do that. Which goes back to the conversation of what we're seeing on college campuses and the need for force. It's us or them. And I will explain what that means at 7:45.
Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
She keeps moving Shonda in a pretty cabin. So far in my impromptu and unscientific poll, it is 2-0 against AT&T for wireless service. Should I switch from Verizon to AT&T? 2-0. And when I say it is unscientific, it has a margin of error, my unscientific poll, of 2,000%. Margin of error. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. I look forward to more of your thoughts. AT&T, Verizon, you tell me. You tell me. It's because these prices get out of control and you got to check it every now and again. It comes across with this story, which is about fast food. Fast food pricing, according to News Nation with the reporting, up faster than inflation in the past decade. Oh, by the way, everything we have said about inflation, and the Federal Reserve and rates is accurate. We understood it. We were honest about it. The Wall Street Journal with the reporting today, Fed, meaning the Federal Reserve, Fed to signal it has stomach to keep rates higher for longer. I'm calling my shot. You will not see a rate decrease in 2024. There were going to be three. Then, of course, we said that's not going to be the case, even though they say there's going to be three. Maybe we'll see an eighth of a point reduction at the end of the year to make people feel good, the end of 2024. Don't see it. Also, can I tell you, I had my first legitimate pushback to the point of I might have to rethink a theory about Joe Biden being replaced on the ticket. Can you imagine they're going to go forward with Biden? And I, of course, have been saying there's just no way. This cannot be. And I have stated as of late, they're going forward with Biden. What an admission of there's nobody else. Or worse, they really think that abortion and Trump is going to destroy democracy is enough for victory. Well, yesterday I got my first real argument back of, yeah, they think that and they can win with it. So good was the pushback that I said, okay, I'll rethink. I'll see if I can buy in. So I just want you to know, I'm always open. I'm always open to the better discussion, the better idea, the better philosophy. Always. The Biden administration certainly doesn't have a better philosophy on the economy. They could scream and yell about how the economy is doing from now until the end of time. You heard former Speaker Pelosi earlier. We did all this spending and it really helped move the economy. No, that's not the way it works. She's just lying. It's not that she doesn't know. She's lying. That's all. There's only one way to say that. But the fast food prices, higher than the rate of inflation over the past decade. Now, I'm not sure if we attribute all that to the costs of the actual food itself. Popeyes is up 86%, Taco Bell up 81%, Chipotle up 75%, Jimmy John's 62%. Starbucks and Subway up 39%. McDonald's is up 100% over the past 10 years. A quarter pounder with cheese meal is $11.99 on average, up from $5.39 in 2014. Some of that is the cost of the actual goods. Some of that is the forced minimum wage nonsense, like in California, where you have to get $20 an hour. These places will eventually stop being in business in these areas. And Americans, I don't know how they're affording it at all. Force, that conversation is coming up next. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning. Response to the violence on college campuses right now is force. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning. You can quote me, but you have to quote all of it. Because if you cherry pick it, well, those people who cherry pick it, I speak to you directly, don't be a punk. Listen to the commentary. The only answer is force. Now, this is an important subject for all of us. It doesn't matter your religion. It doesn't matter your sex or sexual orientation. It doesn't matter your color of skin. If a group of people in the United States try to keep you from walking down the street, the answer is not, okay, I guess I'm not walking down the street. If a group of people believe that they are insulated from any type of resistance, when they teach proudly, utilizing public dollars, hatred of others, the desire to destroy others, and preach it and teach others to preach it. If you say, well, there's nothing you can do, that is the wrong approach. The proper approach is force. Force takes a series of looks, presentations. People often think force is, well, that means you're going to punch somebody in the throat. Whoa up, shall we? Can we take a moment, take a breath before you're punching somebody in the throat? Good gosh. Breathe, kitten. Just breathe. Force is what I suggest on the campus of Indiana University. Fire every professor who is protective and supports students screaming for genocide. Screaming for genocide is screaming from the river to the sea. It doesn't matter what absolute losers like Michael Moore say. Michael Moore will tell you that this is just normal. It's fine. It's no big deal. He actually was on TV the other day saying it. From the river to the sea is a call for genocide. Why is Michael Moore, remember when he cared about people? Why is he okay with this?
That we will tase you. We will beat you. We will club you. None of them are committing any acts of violence. None of them are destroying the university. The worst, maybe in some people's minds, they're doing is holding signs that say "Free Palestine," from the river to the sea. This is one that is constantly being thrown out there. Oh, look at this! This sign is. It's frightening all the students from the river to the sea. And it's like, well, why don't you talk to them? Because
talk to whom? The people who stop you from walking down the street? You don't think that it's violent to stop people from being able to move freely? Well, Michael Moore, this is why you're a fool. No one should listen to you. You're wrong. Of course you're wrong. And by the way, look at how force works. They set up encampments. They don't tear them down when deadlines come. Columbia, they haven't stopped. As a matter of fact, they decided to take over an entire building. They took over a building. They've done this in other campuses. You don't think force works? They're trying to make their point by preventing you from being able to walk on campus, Jew. I'm talking to you, Jew. Tony, I don't think you can say that. Well, I guess I could say it because I'm Jewish. Oh, you should see what else I say, regardless of what I am. This is what they're saying. And I've got Jewish students out there accepting it. They have proven that force works. Look at their success. Look at the people supporting their success. So I think that Indiana University and the host of others should force those professors to find other jobs. Well, Tony, you believe in cancel culture. That's your argument? Fine. I don't care. Because I don't let those people who support the bigotry and the violence on college campuses dictate the terms. Why do we allow this? Force is voting those people in public office out of office. And yes, I absolutely believe that force is not allowing anybody to prevent you from walking where you want to walk on a college campus or down the street. Into your home is something different. Onto your private property is something different. See, that's private property rights, and those are good things. Down the street, I expect mayors and governors to use fire hoses to ensure I can walk down a street. Let's pretend I'm a 9-year-old black girl trying to go to school. Let's pretend I'm transgender and just want to play sports. In order to have a free society, yes, force is necessary. And you say to me, what is the real force here? The force here is us reminding them that they are not in charge. Because if they're in charge, we will stop existing. Because that's their desire. So force is necessary if only to ensure we have tomorrow. Fire the bigots. Disband the encampments. Change the way you vote. But when they tell you you can't walk, walk right through them. There is no other option. By the way, IU, invite me down. I'll show you. Can't wait to speak there. You guys want to do a Havdalah service Saturday night? I'll change my plans. I'll come.
Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
You have a Charlotte police officer along with three members of the U.S. Marshals Service who were killed while serving a warrant. This taking place in East Charlotte, North Carolina. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning, U.S. Marshals Service. Often involved in the serving of these warrants. This happened about 1:30 in the afternoon yesterday. That is Eastern time. As they approached the home, the suspect started shooting, hitting multiple officers, including the four dead. There were a series of injuries. There's going to be more on that story coming out in the days ahead. Trump continues to be on trial in a trial that has nothing to do with anything. Hush money, totally legal. Contract, totally legal. The crime, there is none. You don't like that he did it, that he paid someone to be quiet. You don't like the fact that it was a porn star. You don't. Fine. Not going to argue with you. That's all okay. You don't have to vote for the man. But not a crime. Not a crime. And the idea that we're treating it as such, and these news outlets are still arguing it as such, is proof positive of how lost they are. Completely lost, because their desire is to damage and destroy as opposed to, you know, actually have a rule of law. And then, of course, as we are seeing on college campuses, the bigotry, the hate, the violence continues. Oh, don't let them tell you it's not violence. This is Columbia, where they were told you had to get off campus. Sorry, the encampment's done by 2 o'clock. Otherwise, there's going to be suspensions, and we're going to destroy the encampment. You have to sign that you won't do this again. We have rules here. And the students at Columbia said, nah, we're not interested in your rules. And they took over something called Hamilton Hall. And they have draped flags from Hamilton Hall that read, Intifada. Uprising. It's a call for a violent revolution. That's what's happening. So, again, if you send your kid to Columbia, well, best of luck to you. Now the question is, do these universities start canceling graduations? Do they start canceling graduations? That's the question. Do they give in to these mobs? By the way, the mob has gotten very original. I have now been twice referred to on X as Tony Fats. It's like elementary school all over again. I don't know if that's supposed to work. But I'm still here. I still get paid. So, you know, enjoy that while I now block you and move on with my life. These people, you understand that you're not dealing with a rational set, and you have to choose whether you want the rational society or not. We have to choose what it is we think we saw with Mayor Joe Hogsett. This isn't about Major League Soccer. This is about something much greater. That story coming up. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning.
Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
So I spent some time thinking about that conversation with Ersal Özdemir, owner of the Indy 11, that we had yesterday, the conversation about MLS, Major League Soccer, in Indianapolis, what he has built with the Indy 11 for 10 years, and this statement from Joe Hogsett last week. We're going to bring Major League Soccer to Indianapolis. Well, isn't that exactly what the Indy 11 were trying to do? Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. Great to be with you. Find everything at TonyKatz.com. The phone number, 317-239-9393. Feel free. Call in. Ask your questions. I was going over his conversation. This announcement from Hogsett, which blindsided everybody, including, as I know it, members of the Indianapolis City County Council, that we're going to apply for Major League Soccer, even though it was clear that the Indy 11 had worked to create these tax districts. Whether you agree or disagree with the tax district, that's a conversation in and of itself. And I think it's okay to not be okay with it. But it passed the General Assembly, and the tax district would allow for helping to finance the stadium, even though there's plenty of private investment in the stadium. He's going to build this stadium utilizing architects who build MLS stadiums, clearly to fulfill all the requirements and go forward and try and make this happen. It was, you know, the city was there for the groundbreaking, and he's trying to work with the city, and the Indy 11 trying to work with the city, and then Hogsett basically cuts off communication and then makes this announcement. There's a lot of rumor about what really caused this to happen. Here's the rumor that I know about. Rumor has it. Kind of goes like this. We host the NBA All-Star Game. Everybody shows up. A couple MLS guys are like, hey, this is a cool city. We should do something here. Somebody got the ear of somebody else, got the ear of Major League Soccer. There's a call to Mayor Hogsett. He says, I'll be right there. Flies to New York, comes back and says, okay, we're doing this. So clearly somebody said, we have a team, and this is what we want to do, and you need to do what we want you to do. And he said, absolutely, and how high should I jump, and whatever else. That's me saying it. That's what it looks like. That there was no conversation, that there was no consultation, none. There was Hogsett jumping. That is all. There was Hogsett jumping, and that is it. Why he would do it, I still don't understand. Why he would make this move, I don't know. But Ersal Özdemir, the owner of the Indy 11, was on the show yesterday. And a bunch of people commented, man, he did not punch. He didn't go after Joe Hogsett. And the answer is no, he didn't. And I think I was surprised that I didn't get a little more anger from Ersal Özdemir. Like, he wasn't discussing in that way. But we should be clear that Ersal Özdemir, the Indy 11, are trying to make a deal happen. And going back and listening to it, it seemed obvious to me that he made the decision, or his team, in discussion with his team, however you want to say it, we got to still try and create a deal. We have to try and get a deal done. So I'm not here to burn a bridge. I'm here to, I don't know, maybe just build the stadium. Maybe still have some level of ownership. We'll see. So that was my take, that he was wanting to at least still get something done. Right? He clearly put it out that way. But he is trying to, one could argue in a smart business way, keep something alive. Do I think he's personally angry? I think everybody at the 11 is personally disgusted. I absolutely believe that without having that insight. I don't have the specific knowledge. This is my take, that they're all disgusted. Just like I have heard that the City County Council, they don't understand what's happening here because nobody really consulted them. And you can argue that that's true, because when Joe Hogsett made the announcement, we're going after Major League Soccer on our own, there was nobody there to back him up. This brings us to Joe Hogsett. I stated as clear as day that Joe Hogsett did not come up with this idea, because Joe Hogsett does not have the brains and does not have the courage to do this deal. He doesn't. Joe Hogsett does not have the mind and does not have the courage. I absolutely, in every way, stand by that. I stand behind that. That is true. Joe Hogsett is not an intellectual. Joe Hogsett is not a guy who is capable. Joe Hogsett was told what to say and then said it. And it was great here. A couple members of his staff. I put Joe Hogsett's brains and courage ahead of Tony Katz's any day. Children over there at the Hogsett administration. For years, you have not allowed your guy to engage in an interview. Your children. You don't know how to run a city. Yeah, oh, you win re-election. But what does that matter? We see the results. You created a problem when one wasn't necessary. I think you could have gone to the Indy 11 and say, hey, we need to bring in this other group. We can make this happen. Be amenable to it. Could have done it in a way that would have been, I don't know, very Hoosier. Instead, you made it very nasty. But then again, you're the administration that believes in eminent domain. hey, we're going to prevent you from selling a property, so you can only sell it to us. There's a report in the IBJ, the Indianapolis Business Journal, that where they're planning this new tax district, where they want to build this stadium, there's a historic building, and the owner says that she won't sell. So now I wonder whether or not Joe Hogsett and his really nice, sweet team of people over there are going to try and steal this woman's property. That's the question. Are you going to try and steal somebody's land so you can go about your vision, so somehow Joe Hogsett can have a legacy of bringing Major League Soccer to Indianapolis? Do you guys even understand what the legacy is now? Do you understand what the legacy is? There's no legacy for Joe Hogsett about bringing Major League Soccer. No. The legacy is that Joe Hogsett will throw you to the curb if somebody offers him $5 more. The legacy of Joe Hogsett is he'll sell out anybody in order to make himself look good. I made this point last week. I make it today. If you are somebody who has a deal with the city or working on a deal with the city, do you trust the city? Is Indianapolis a worthy partner after watching how Joe Hogsett treats people? Unilaterally, by the way, because it's clear that the Indianapolis City County Council, whom I have massive disagreements with, didn't do anything wrong. It is clear they got blindsided. It's clear. Trusting Joe Hogsett, the trust goes to zero. I fear the reverberations, the repercussions. That's what I fear. Who trusts this city and this leadership because of this Joe Hogsett? That's the issue.
Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
How bad is it?
Don't sugarcoat it. Give it to me straight.
Want coffee?
I think I need some coffee.
Time to fill up on the news. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. Great to be with you. The Dow futures are down 13. NASDAQ futures are down 24. Oil ticking up a little bit, but still under $90 a barrel. 88.61 on Brent crude. And the 10-year Treasury note doing a little bit of a spike right there. 4.664 figure, a give or take 300 basis point spread to the 30-year fixed mortgage, which according to Bankrate is at 7.31. It's 7.5 plus, people. That's where we are with mortgages. But Samsung is like, screw it all. Let's go crush. According to the reporting, Samsung Electronics operating profit is up 932.8% in the first quarter. That is a very impressive thing. And it all has to do with what? AI. As we have discussed, and Matt Will, economist, University of Indianapolis, discusses, it's all about AI. And that is what is moving this economy forward. Even though this economy is not moving forward, 1.6% GDP is not moving forward at all. Just isn't. That's a reality. But that number is just absolutely gigantic. It beat expectations. Revenue was $52 billion. I mean, that's just a cuckoo number there. Just cuckoo. And thanks to all the people who have let me know where they are, AT&T versus Verizon. I have Verizon, thinking about switching to AT&T for wireless. It's 50-50. Some people say the AT&T service is terrible. Some people say the AT&T service is great. And some people say AT&T is great, just not in Carmel, Indiana. Somehow in Carmel, it doesn't work well. I will continue to take the advice on X at Tony Katz or Tony at TonyKatz.com. Let me know what you think. I am thinking about making a switch. I pay a bunch. And it's just, it's like you, like all of us. Where are the moments? Where are the opportunities to reduce some monthly costs? These cigars won't pay for themselves, people. They just won't. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. Your kitchen, your bathroom. You see, that's where you want to spend your dollars. That's what you want right there. You want to spend it on something that's going to increase the value, not only of your home, but of your life. And that's what Bua Remodeling is here to do. Help you create the kitchen and bathroom that works for you. Maybe someone will think that this is a great story. A story that gives them hope for the future. Like, oh, look at that. I don't know. I just think that this is, I mean, it's not as bad as, you know, Christy Noem killing her dog. But this is crazy.
Your car's seatbelt. Safety miracle or decapitation nightmare?
What is the connection between rain and farming? The answer may surprise you.
Heroin, sex, machine guns, flamethrowers, murder. There's no story here. We've just found that ratings go up when we say those words.
It's time for the worst headline of the day.
Missing cat found 1,000 miles away in Amazon return. How do you not notice that you packed up your cat? This is a 6-year-old cat that was inadvertently packaged into an Amazon box that was meant for a return. It was some steel-toed work boots. And the cat gets into the box. And they seal up the box, and then they send it on its way to California, two states away from where they were. They were in Utah, by the way. And so the cat goes 1,000 miles. Amazon opens the box. There's a cat. Cat's still alive. 6 days without food or water. The couple flies to California to pick the cat up. Now, all I'm saying is, why aren't these people more OCD? If I pack a suitcase, I go back over that suitcase twice. If I pack my briefcase, I go over it twice. If I'm getting on a plane, four times. I check my pockets to make sure I still have my wallet, still have my phone, still have my cash, still have my keys. I don't know, 42 times a day. It's starting to think like maybe I'm the guy with the problem. But I certainly check the box that I'm sending back to Amazon to make sure it's only the stuff that's supposed to go. It's just a rational, natural course of things. This is what I do. You didn't notice your cat was in the box? That's crazed. Crazed. They're lucky. Lucky the cat's alive. Lucky they didn't get charged with some kind of crime. Which is what should happen to the students at Columbia University. I'm watching a video. They actually, these protesters, these violent, bigoted protesters, and I know, I don't worry about the people on, you should follow my social media feed. It's hilarious these days. Ugh. Tony Katz, T-O-N-Y-K-A-T-Z. That's where you should follow it. You know, and instead of hashtag okay boomer, it's hashtag okay socialist. It's nutty. I'm watching a video of a kid at Columbia University get surrounded by these terrorist sympathizers and supporters, and they physically push the kid off campus because he's Jewish. They physically assault, physically surround, physically move him. And that's okay by a great number of people. They're like, oh, this is free speech at its finest. Why are you opposed to free speech? You think that's what we're talking about? You understand that that's a lie. That the people screaming about free speech are lying through their teeth. That's not the discussion here. That's obviously and clearly not the discussion on Name the Campus. And soon to be not the campuses. This will come to every single street corner this weekend or next weekend. It just will. Because that's the way it's going to happen. These people want their summer of love. They want to have a reason to destroy. That's what they're doing. That's who they are. They aren't decent. They aren't good. And they deserve pushback. Just so we're clear. They deserve pushback. And I think they should get it. I absolutely do. This isn't about free speech. This is about society, though. This is about the society we choose to have. If they want to engage, let them engage. If they want to get violent and utilize force, okay. I accept the terms, and I think we all should.